And I know you're going to love this, Chris.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You're going to love this.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The grittiest whisper I heard about the whole Rodgers-Packers thing. Of course he's coming back. Jordan Love ain't the guy.
He stinks.
After one start.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Just trying to keep my head out of that stuff because it's everywhere.
Today's guests, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch, plus actor and producer Joe Manganiello. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Okay, everybody. I see you.
Okay.
We're here on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, and we're in a dark sweater. And I'm feeling good about myself.
That's a good look, though. I like your look the last 2 days.
You know what? I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Hey, man, I'm just dog tired, but I'm back. I'm back in the chair and feeling good, man. Feeling good.
And we didn't boo you this morning.
You didn't boo me? I got welcomed with open arms here today.
The audacity.
Brockman Del Tufo, good to see you, gents, in your spots here on the Rich Eisen Show. TJ Jefferson lighting the candle. Yeah. How are you, sir?
I'm great, man. Happy International Women's Day today to all you wonderful women out in the world.
Look at you, sir. Look at you.
Hey, I love them. I love them all.
Very good. So we're here on the Rich Eisen Show with a big deal. Everyone was expecting something from Aaron Rodgers and his world in short order with franchise tags today. Needing to be handed out today, and the best receiver in the National Football League in Devontae Adams needing a new deal himself, and the Packers needing to make a decision. If you're coming, you're going. Because if you're going, then that might affect how we handle Devontae Adams. Yeah, I know the new league year is next week, but today is kind of the day that Rodgers needed to deliver his message. Of course, as you know, he has his own sense of timing last year based on whatever he needs to do for himself, and obviously this year he does have more team considerations because he feels that he's in better standing. The relationship between he and his team is in a much better standing. And I've said all along, best spot for him to wind up is to stay put. Mm-hmm. Stay put. You're 17 years in this place. You've got everything kind of set up the way you like it. I'm sure his car could essentially drive itself to work at this point in time. And he seems to like everybody who's there. He seems to have a better relationship with the general manager and team president. And sure enough, comes back today, Ian Rappaport announcing a contract extension. As you all know, he's got one more year left on his deal there. Contract extension, 4 years, $200 million.
Woo-hoo-hoo, baby.
$153 guaranteed, ooh, according to Ian Rappaport, my colleague Rap Sheet, who was on yesterday's program. And what this means, if he plays all 5 years, let's say he plays all 5 years, I would give him 22 years in Green Bay. 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, 22. Just 17 years in. 22 years in Green Bay, setting another benchmark that no one will touch in Green Bay. 22 years in Green Bay if he finishes this thing out. And as you know, Bart Starr, he's already been there longer than Bart Starr, longer than Favre. Mikowski. Rodgers setting a benchmark in Green Bay that no one will touch, and that includes Jordan Love. How amazing is this? How amazing is this? And it is a testament to belief in self, betting on self, and also breaking stuff to make sure that you understand or everyone else understands what your point of view is. How about this? Drafting Jordan Love in 2020 after Aaron Rodgers shows he can work well with a new coach who's never done it before. Go ahead and get a kid. Start the clock that he knows, Aaron Rodgers knows, that at the very least, by 2022, they're going to have to start him in order to see what they've got in the kid that they just traded up the first round to go get. By 2022, they're going to have to put him out there because after the 2022 season, they're going to have to figure out, does he get a fifth-year extension. I mean, you got the time's ticking, and Aaron Rodgers gave him a freebie year of 2020, which is why in 2021 he's just like, okay, I might not come back anymore. Everybody, go watch me on Jeopardy. And he comes back for 2021, and just like 2020, he wins the MVP, back-to-back MVP awards, and here we are at the outset of the new league year in 2022, and he is a four-year, $200 million contract now placed in front of him to sign. And that means Jordan Love is definitely not starting for the Green Bay Packers in 2022, even if Aaron Rodgers can't go, because Jordan Love, no doubt in my mind, will be history. See ya. How about that? Bye. Unbelievable turn of events that the Green Bay Packers did what they had to do. This had to happen. I didn't think they should have drafted Jordan Love at all. Yeah. I told you right from the get-go, what are they thinking? What are you doing? Rodgers just gets better. And I know he has his detractors and haters as a football player. I'm not talking about the other stuff, because the other stuff, this is the most successful cancellation ever.
The one who got canceled is Jordan Love.
He's a fool for it, man.
This is the greatest cancellation in the history of cancellations. In the history of culture and cancels and culture cancels.
Got canceled in 153 million. So,
I know he's got his detractors in terms of football. I'm not one of those guys at all. I know he didn't hit certain receivers at certain points in time when all the chips are down. And I know you could sit here and say the Green Bay Packers aren't really built for the cold. And they've lost the last two playoff games at home when they had the one seed for the first time in Green Bay. First time Aaron Rodgers had the NFC Championship game at home, because he had the one seed. They lose that, and then they get the one seed again, and they can't even get to the NFC Championship game. And you can definitely, in this quarterback-driven league, look at the quarterback and say, that's his fault. But you're the Green Bay Packers, and you've got a guy who's one of the all-time greats, which he is, and he's got 17 years under his belt there, and you're saying, Uncle, Jordan Love, not the right move. He's not your successor. Your successor right now is you. We're sticking with you. You are our Tom Brady. You're our Tom Brady. You don't have as many rings as Tom Brady, but you're our Tom Brady. You're our guy who's been here for a long time. You are generationally brilliant. You are our guy. And we are going to bet on you to have the longevity after the age of 37 that Tom Brady has shown, or did show, if you want to use the past tense. And they are he's their Tom Brady. Here you go. Here's the contract that you required to make us show you Jordan Love isn't our guy. You're our guy, Aaron. Mea culpa, Uncle.
We love you.
Who saw that coming? I guess Aaron Rodgers. Bet on self. Believe in self. What a message that is. Take care of your own business. Take care of your body. And make it happen. A total reversal of fortune. And what a fortune it is. Again, if these numbers are spot on. Congrats to Diana Rossini. That's $50 million a year, isn't it? May not be in terms of the way they work it out, because apparently the cap number somehow goes down. I don't know. I don't get it. I just talk about this stuff for a living.
Well, the cap's going up, too.
More verbal than math. That's how I got into college.
The overall NFL salary cap's going up.
I understand, so, but not by such an amount of money that you could give somebody $50 million and say that they're going down.
By $25
million. They could I don't know how they figure it out.
And
I don't know
if Aaron Rodgers got to cut Amari Cooper. I don't understand this.
Well, he's making $20 million a year at a position that depends on somebody to get him the football. And he also disappeared in that offense last year. He had to raise his hand and say, what's up? Rodgers is the guy who's got his hands on the football. And Rodgers is the guy who's a clear leader of this team, clear leader for the Green Bay Packers. He's their Tom Brady. That's what they have just said. That's what they just said. We know 4-year contracts, $200 million, richest contract in the history of the NFL per annual. It appears to be annually. Yep. We know it's rare to give it out to somebody who's as old as you are, but you're our Tom Brady. And I can't believe it's happened, but it has. And congrats to him. And apparently with the cap number going down, Ian says they're working on Davante Adams' deal now. But they did slap the franchise tag on him. He's going nowhere. You can work on a long-term deal all the way through to the summer. So there's time. It's just the window's going to open up for the new league year next year, and number 17 is not on the market. Figure it out. That's the next thing. Make him happy. He deserves it. He's so freaking good, and he's a good person, good human too. You're not going to get those texts late at night saying, hey, sit down, something happened with 17. You're not going to get that.
And that Davante Adams franchise tag, $18.4 million.
Right. So he deserves a long-term contract too. And they'll figure that out. They have no choice but to, because you got 12 to 17, best combination in football. Now comes the drama of making it again to the NFC Championship, because I'll tell you what, there are four places on the NFL landscape that are not happy about this today. One is Denver.
Yeah.
Thought maybe he could come and do the Peyton Manning plan. We'll see what happens there. Maybe they acquire Jordan Love. I don't know. We've got Mike Florio coming up shortly on that subject. Daniel Jeremiah in hour number two, how this plays all into drafting quarterbacks. We're going to have Daniel on just to talk about the combine, and we will do that. But obviously, I'll hit him on this subject. Also, the three other places that aren't terribly happy today, Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit.
Especially Chicago, since we know who the owner
of the team is. Correct.
The whole Norris division.
Minnesota, Chicago, Detroit. Another reason why Rodgers should stay put. I'm not saying you roll the footballs out and you win the division. I'm kind of saying that. Well, why else would you go? Why would you go into Mahomes' and Herbert's division? When you're sitting there in Justin Fields, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins' division, why would you do it? Makes zero sense. It's not the same thing as I said, you know, Rodgers is the Tom Brady of the situation for Green Bay. But, you know, Brady left New England when New England's roster needed repair. Green Bay's roster does not. Makes sense. So it's, yeah, get back to the NFC Championship game. And if you do so, oh, baby, pull up a chair and see what Aaron Rodgers does. Because in the next 5 years, that's the window that Green Bay opened up by putting this contract in front of Aaron Rodgers and him saying yes. Got to come up with that second ring. If he doesn't, you know, he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And we'll talk about 5 more years of disappointment. Ultimate disappointment, but 22 years of an incredible run that is made even more incredible by the fact that he got what he wanted after all of that. And the way you do it, you break some stuff in your house, you let the folks know you're not happy, and then you do your job and you do it well. And you win trophies. albeit unfortunately not for the team collectively, but you're the MVP back-to-back. Unbelievable turn of events that nobody saw coming.
Throwing up a poll, Rich.
Go for it.
With Rodgers back in Green Bay, who comes out of the NFC in 2022? Packers, Rams, 49ers, Cowboys.
Okay. Two other items we're going to hit with Mike Florio. What would have been the top story had this not wiped it all out, that Calvin Ridley has been suspended for next year's entire season because apparently he bet $1,500 on National Football League games, including his own team, which is like, what are you thinking?
In parlays.
Trust me, by the way, I saw that like you should be suspended for the year for betting on the Falcons at all. You know, which is kind of the line that I heard from one of my colleagues when I first got to NFL Network. One of the first days at NFL Network is the NFL sent a member of the league security, a former FBI agent, to us to talk to us about the guardrails of being an NFL employee. One of the first things out of this person's mouth was no gambling on team sports, 0.0. And I raised my hand and I said, does that mean, because I couldn't resist, does that mean that I can no longer bet the Knicks in 3.5? At which point the worm, Jason Wormser, is like, you should never bet the Knicks in 3.5 anyway. You should be fired for that.
Fired for betting the Knicks, yeah.
But, you know, lines are blurred these days because there are multiple gambling partners of the National Football League, and here's a member of the league doing that, which the league is clearly open for business for everybody else to do. But, again, the signs are everywhere in locker rooms, and I know he wasn't in the locker room last year because he was, you know, as he said, dealing with his mental health. And then going on an app, putting his information in, and that's the way the league found out about it, because I guess they have a partner that looks at who's gambling. And I guess he should have put in Ralvin Kidley because, you know, he got caught.
Had a friend do it. I mean, something.
So we'll talk about that with Mike Florio. And, as always, here on the Rich Eisen Show, we look to the gram. Kyler Murray put all his photographs back.
They're all back.
All right. So there's that.
All is well.
What does this mean? From 3 posts to 371 posts. Poof. Just like that. Like Kaiser Soze. All of those pictures. Reverse. Instead of being gone, they're back.
What a day. We're back. We never left, Rich.
And then there's hour 3 where Chris Finch, the head coach of the surging Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, let me make sure, because I'm almost sure this is correct. Let me make sure that, because they did win yesterday.
They did.
They are just in that top seed of the play-in games. So. And boy, Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, they've got some really fun players to watch. He'll join us in hour 3. And then Joe Manganiello will join us with his little chihuahua. And that's not a metaphor for anything. He's literally bringing Bubbles the dog with him.
Wow.
He said he was. I would be sorely disappointed if he does not. And he's coming in to talk about the Audible original that he is hosting about Sidney Crosby, his rookie year. Cool stuff. So there's all of that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back with Mike Florio in a moment. We'll take a break so we're remotely on time for him. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Callaway Rogue Irons, want to tell you about them before we hop out of here. Callaway just didn't create the longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. Rogue ST irons come in 4 different offerings, each model using artificial intelligence on high strength 450 steel, the only irons ever to do so. Most popular iron of the bunch is the Rogue ST Max, designed for the widest range of players because of its refined game improvement shaping and incredible combination of speed, forgiveness, and all-around performance. But for you low to mid-single-digit handicappers, there's a Rogue ST Pro. That hollow body construction and a sleek, compact player shape is for you. Callaway's best game improvement model is Max OS. High to mid-handicappers You get total forgiveness with high launch, wide soles, enhanced offset. There's also the Max OS Lite, most forgiving high launch iron. Comes with wider soles, increased lofts, and a high lightweight package for players with lower swing speeds. No other irons perform like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at CallawayGolf.com/GoRogue. Back with Mike Florio in a moment here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Breeze could have witnessed, and if he hadn't wandered into the draft room, I mean, by implication, he would have found out the same way everyone else. I don't get the impression, based on what Peyton has said publicly or what we reported in Playmakers, that there was an allocation to let Drew know ahead of time that they're going to take a quarterback with a high first-round pick.
That's the dulcet tones of Mike Florio, the host of PFT Live, the creator of Pro Football Talk and ProFootballTalk.com, and the author of Playmakers, which comes out next week where all books are sold, but you can get it and pre-order it right now where all books are sold. You go on Amazon, you get 20% off. Mike Florio here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's jump into it here.
Hey, is it a bad sign that they're already offering it for 20% off before it's even out? Somebody asked me that. I was like, well, you know, I don't know. I just want them to sell, whatever it takes. All that matters to me. I got my advance. I just want them to sell at this point.
Mike, you're talking to somebody whose 2007 book could have been acquired in a dollar store by 2008. So you're in good shape.
All right, good.
You're in good shape. You're in great shape.
I still have it. I found it on the shelf. I still have it.
What, my
total
book?
Access.
My
still
book. Yes, it's quite the tone. It's so dated now. It's insane. It was about a 2-day draft and the Hall of Fame that was just barely in their new stadium. It's crazy how
fast
things move.
Oh hell, and it wasn't even
now.
A nighttime draft in 2007.
Correct. Yeah, it was just a 2-day draft back in the day. So let's get just hop right into it. And what's going on with the Packers and how this all came together? Best you can tell.
Well, something that I sent you just minutes before we found out about Rodgers' contract, and something that dawned on me this morning on PFT Live, the tremendous leverage that Aaron Rodgers had over the Packers with that cap number of $46.66 million, second only to Matt Ryan, who has a $47 million cap number, and the Packers are projected to be, or were as the case may be, $30 million over the cap for 2022. They needed to either dump all of his salary, $26 million in change, by trading him, or dramatically reduce that cap number from the salary, reduce the salary, signing bonus, etc., spread it out over time. They needed to do one or the other by next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, when all teams have to be in compliance with the cap. So they really needed Aaron to do something, and if he wanted to push this thing all the way to the limit, he could have just said, I'm fine with my contract. I'm ready to honor my contract. And I think that leverage helped him get this deal that is either 4 years, 200, or 5 years, 224. We'll get the details soon. And the devil is always in the details. You hear different bits and pieces. But until you can actually dig into the numbers, it's impossible to know what it all means. But it's going to be the richest contract in NFL history. And I think it's going to have the flexibility that he can walk away whenever he wants without a major financial penalty.
For him or for the team is what you're saying.
Well, for him.
Okay, for him.
Now, and it could just be they take the signing bonus and they defer the payments into future years so he doesn't have to go through that awkward step of paying money back. But whatever the case may be, they're trying to set it up, I believe, from what I've heard, as him having full flexibility to walk away whenever he wants and not have that sort of Damocles financially hanging over his head.
Or he can play it out all the way through, and he has 22 years with the Packers, which is an incredible number. And certainly since we thought 22, the number would be the league year in which he would have to be gone because it was Jordan Love's job for sure. The Packers were absolutely going to go to him. And back-to-back MVP years after Jordan Love gets drafted changes everything. It's amazing. It really is amazing how this thing is flipped.
I've never seen a draft pick light a fire under someone's ass the way that the Jordan Love pick did with Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, it's funny. I wonder how much of that was intentional, because I know the year before when Tyler Dunn was still at Bleacher Report and he had the article about all the dysfunction between Rodgers
right.
and Mike McCarthy, it was Mark Murphy, the CEO of the team, who said either in that article or after the fact, you know, if this lights a fire for some people, good. And it worked. They had a great year in 2019. They got to the NFC Championship game, and I just can't help but wonder whether there's a little mad scientist slash puppet master from Murphy with this Love thing, because we're covered either way. Either Love is going to become our next guy, or Rodgers is going to have a fire lit under his ass, and we're going to get great performance out of him, and that's where they are. Now they have to figure out what to do with Jordan Love.
Well, what do you think? He's gone, right? They have because Dunn is the agent who did this deal for Rodgers. It now has to turn to Love, right, and say what about him?
Here's the best litmus test. If Nathaniel Hackett, the former offensive coordinator of the Packers and now the head coach of the Broncos, does or doesn't want Jordan Love after 2 years with him. Mm. And if Hackett doesn't make a play for him, that is the red flag for anyone else out there who doesn't have a pre-existing relationship with Jordan Love, because that means this guy's not ready. Now, I think the Broncos are probably going to aim higher as they move on from Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they try to make a run at Russell Wilson. Maybe they go after, I don't know where you go after Russell Wilson on that list. I think it's a long drop from him to Jimmy G. But, you know, at some point you have to consider the possibility of Jordan Love if Nathaniel Hackett thinks he's got the goods. And if they go straight after Jordan Love, then the message is, hey, maybe this guy can play. And we know the Broncos are otherwise set up to have a competitive team.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. And let's talk about how Rodgers' decision affects the quarterback carousel. It slows considerably, right? Don't you think?
Well, but we were waiting for him to make his views known. And what it does now, it clears him off the table so these other teams that are looking for quarterbacks can start making their plans and implementing their plans if the Broncos are indeed willing to give the Seahawks a phone call. And I think Russell Wilson's in play. I think last week when Pete Carroll says we have no intention to trade Russell Wilson, the exact same thing Rick Spielman said 9 years ago about Percy Harvin right before he traded Percy Harvin to the Seahawks. No intention to trade is a signal. We're not trading him under any set of circumstances means we're not trading him. We have no intention to trade him means if you want to give us a call and make us an offer, then maybe you can change our intention. And I think that he is in play. I think the Seahawks realize that they're either going to trade him now or next year they're going to choose between trading him or giving him a high-end market value contract, because he always does his next deal with 1 year left on his current one. So it won't surprise me if the Broncos turn to Russell Wilson or whoever else would have been thinking about Aaron Rodgers pivots to Russell Wilson. And you got some of these other guys out there whose value goes up now. Jimmy G's value goes up. Mitch Trubisky, we've been hearing all this talk about him all of a sudden swooping in and being a starting quarterback somewhere. I think that to the extent the Vikings are ambivalent about Kirk Cousins and who really knows how they feel, maybe he's in play for a trade now that you take Aaron Rodgers off the market. So I think it's going to create a greater demand for some of these veteran quarterbacks, especially with the perception that the draft class at quarterback isn't as strong as it's been in recent years.
Well, and on that said, Mike Florio, it was 1 week ago at this time. I'm holding in my hands on very nice Kyler Murray stationery, the greatest agent manifesto since Jerry Maguire's. And now we look to the gram and we see all of Kyler Murray's missing posts that were removed returned. They're back.
Oh, wow.
I guess he did, in fact, archive them.
Wow.
He did, in fact, archive them, or he's got an intern that had to put them all back on his Instagram page. So what do you think of what's going on with Arizona? What is going on with Arizona and Kyler Murray?
I think last week when they announced the new deals for Coach Cliff Kingsbury and Steve Keim, and they run through 2027 in theory, some of that may not be guaranteed. We never heard how much Kingsbury's making, and if there's any chest thumping to do about the amount of a contract, the agent usually finds a way to do it either directly or by leaking it. So that's a sign that it's not top of market or close to it. But once you make the bed with Cliff Kingsbury, you're compelled to keep Kyler Murray because the common thread between the two guys is the agent. So I think by extending Kingsbury, that's laying the foundation to do a deal with Murray, and maybe he has been sufficiently placated that something's going to be done. Now, I saw someone suggest recently, and I can't remember who it was because I always like to give credit where credit's due, the idea that if this thing's going to blow up, it needs to blow up before free agency in the draft, that he wants to be traded at a time when he can jump on the quarterback carousel, especially now that you take Aaron Rodgers off of it. If he's not going to stay in Arizona, let's do it now. Let's not screw around and have an impasse drive us apart later. But if he's put that stuff back on Instagram, I mean, to the extent it was significant that it was gone, it's significant that it's back. And we know that's how 24-year-olds send messages. So I think that's significant. It tells me he's heard something from the Cardinals that makes him think they're going to get him taken care of.
Mike Florio here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's get to Calvin Ridley, which would have been the topic du jour for this entire news cycle on Peacock and every other sports talk radio / television network. I'll give you the floor on what you thought of that, the suspension of Calvin Ridley.
I was stunned by the duration of the suspension based upon the conduct that he admitted. It was stupid, it was dumb, it was avoidable. You don't make bets with your own phone. And it makes me wonder how many guys out there are making bets through a friend, never having their fingerprints on it directly, but just giving cash to the friend or taking cash from the friend if the bets are successful. Only five guys in NFL history have been suspended for gambling. Surely more guys have done it than that. I just hope that the NFL eventually, because there will be an eventually, there will be other scandals, whether it's people gambling when they shouldn't or mishandling of inside information, whether it's truth about injuries, game plans, first 15 scripted plays, anything that would be sensitive in the wrong hands. People taking that and turning that into cash, even without betting. Just the fact that you're taking money or something else of value from someone who wants that information. These are things the NFL has to guard against. And I hope that they just don't look for someone that they can point to and say, we nailed this guy. Because Ridley fell into their lap. I've been saying all day, it's not like they're walking around with the big Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass.
Right.
It fell into their lap. How aggressive are they going to be looking for others? How aggressive are they going to be enforcing rules regarding the use of inside information? How aggressive are they going to be about the injury report, which is worthless at this point? Tom Brady played all of 2020 with a torn MCL in his knee, and they hit it the whole year. That's where the risk also lies for the NFL. And also on top of everything else, what do you do about Stephen Ross? If you're going to suspend Calvin Ridley for a full year because he placed a few parlays and always bet on his team to win, what do you do about the owner who allegedly offered his coach $100,000 per game that he lost?
See, it's not that he bet on them to win. It's the fact that he bet on them at all. Like, you know, and again,
oh, no, I agree. But I'm just saying, Ross is telling his coach to lose.
No.
Ignore that situation.
That's what I'm saying, for sure. And you know, I am waiting to hear what comes of that investigation. You know, and because to me, if I'm seeing videos out there, and I saw them on Twitter, I think a member of our media world erased his posting of a video of Calvin Ridley, you know, oddly running out of bounds or stop running towards an end zone in weird ways, just weird situations of Calvin Ridley on the field. And that is now, in light of all this, you know, thought to be maybe, you know, a Donaghy moment for the NFL in a way. That if that is what we're seeing and how harmful that is, I mean, and the league knows how harmful that is. How harmful is it to have an owner say, I'm offering you 600, you know, six figures to lose games? That's beyond significant. And you even said that you were surprised at how, you know, strident Roger Goodell sounded when the subject was brought up during the Super Bowl at his press conference.
Well, and the other subject that Roger Goodell addressed regarding the latest allegations against Daniel Snyder as to workplace misconduct, the notion that teams can't be trusted to investigate themselves. At what point do we say the league may not be able to investigate itself when there's a scandal that would be sufficiently harmful to the league if it's proven to be true? Is Stephen Ross, if this is true, is it in the league's interest to stand up and tell the world, hey, one of our owners was engaged in the kind of corruption that entailed him telling the team to lose and undermining the legitimacy of the games and undermining the legitimacy of the bets? We're going to open ourselves up to a class action brought by anyone who bet on the Dolphins in any of the jurisdictions where wagering was legal in 2019, either bet on them to win straight up or bet on them to cover the spread. Go ahead and sue us because we're giving you the roadmap to proving that we're liable. At what point does the league, and I don't know how it handles this because there's no third-party oversight. And, Rich, I really think that's where this ends up. Some way, somehow, there's going to be a scandal in one of the major sports that is in bed with the sports books at some point over the next 5, 10, 15 years that results in Congress creating a federal agency that oversees pro sports the same way the Securities and Exchange Commission oversees stock trading. I think it's inevitable. It's just going to take one scandal to light the fuse to get Congress to do it.
Mm. What's your thoughts before I let you go on who the first overall pick of the draft is? I have Daniel Jeremiah coming up next hour. I'm going to ask him the same thing. Coming out of the combine, what do you think?
Well, I'll defer to him, but it sure sounds like it's going to be one of these tackles. Look, if the quarterbacks aren't there at the top, then it's either the guys who affect the quarterbacks or the guys who protect the quarterbacks. That's your next most important job, because once you have a quarterback, and we saw it with Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl, they didn't have a guy to protect him. The Rams had a guy to affect him. And when Jamar Chase was running wide open down the right sideline because his feet got tied up with Jalen Ramsey and Ramsey fell down, Burrow couldn't get the ball to him because he was swallowed up by Donald. So, I, again, it depends on what the Jaguars' priority is, but if you want the most out of Trevor Lawrence, you got to be looking at one of those tackles.
So I guess now with Rodgers, with his decision, it's like what, the J.C. Jackson where he goes, Tyrann Mathieu? I mean, like, is that the...
When Tom Brady makes his power play to go back to the 49ers. That's what we got to do next. We got an interest in, you know, getting people interested and clicking and reading and watching. Tom Brady to the 49ers. That's my next
okay.
point.
Well, you know, as all of Rich Eisen's show great ideas are born, we just winged it yesterday here on the program. We came up with a new segment called the TB12 Heat Check. From 0 to 12, 0 is he's running lines and doing jello shots at Rita Moreno's house. He's got no shot coming back, like he's not even thinking about it. And 12 is he's definitely coming back. Where are you right now, Mike Florio, on the TB12 heat check?
11.997. Look at his – oh, yeah, look, he retired from the Buccaneers. He didn't retire from the NFL. He retired from the Buccaneers. And I know Bruce Arians is – trying to create the idea that they're not going to let him go to another team and they want five first-round picks. It's not Bruce's call. I think that Tom Brady makes the call to someone named Glazer and explains, I came there under a two-year contract. I signed a one-year extension last year for cap purposes. I fulfilled my 2 years. Please let me go. Please let me continue my career where I want to. And it's going to be hard for the Buccaneers to push back against that.
So,
I think he wants to go to the 49ers.
So what was that? 11.997.
You were what? You were like 11.999.
That's
like,
what I said.
It's kind of like Price is Right.
I don't want to go all the way 11.999. Yeah, 11.997. Allow a little bit.
A little wiggle.
I really do. When you look at everything he's saying, and he started this, they can't blame us. They can blame us for a lot of stuff, right? They can't blame us for this. 6 days after he retired, he goes, "Never say never" on his podcast, and he says, "I don't know how I'm going to feel in June," which reminded me eerily of what Brett Favre said to David Letterman in April of 2008, which made me think that he was coming back. Something along the lines of something's bound to happen when training camp rolls around. And I feel like Tom Brady. Tom Brady cannot walk away. 5,000 passing yards, and he said before, I don't want to turn on the TV and see a bunch of guys playing, and I say, wow, they suck, I can do it better. And the only way he's going to avoid that this year is either to come back or not watch football at all.
And then what better way to just reassert his dominance, right, than with Rodgers and his $50 million a year contract, he comes back and does it. But
49ers are a Super Bowl favorite if he goes there. Are they not?
Well, I think so are the Bucks, don't you think? I mean, so pretty much anybody where he goes. I know, obviously, we need to see how the Bucks handle free agency and things of that nature, but don't you think? I mean, just add Tom, and suddenly he's definitely makes a team a Super Bowl contender.
Well, I think there's a handful of teams, but I think the 49ers are an even better Super Bowl contender with him, because look at how good they've been with a guy who's a major step down. And let's be fair. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo is good enough to start, and he'll probably start for someone this year and be the difference between 4-13 and 8-9. But he's not a Super Bowl winner. He's not a championship-level quarterback. Brady on that 49ers team, and I'm sure the 49ers regret saying no to him 2 years ago. He was their first choice, and they said no thank you. This is their chance to rectify that and finally get Kyle Shanahan a Super Bowl trophy.
Well, I appreciate you. You're the first guest to take part in the new segment, TB12 Heat Check. So thank you for lending some legitimacy to this inanity. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Take care. Good luck on the book that comes out next week. I'm more than happy to have you back on when it comes out. I'll help whatever in any way I can. Appreciate it. That's Mike Florio. Oh, there he goes. There's Mike Florio, everybody. Amazon, you get it now for 20% off.
Playmakers. Done. Sold.
What, the Heat Check or his book?
Both.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Set the table for Daniel Jeremiah when he joins us in hour number two in a moment. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Jeff in Detroit, how are you, Jeffrey? First in, first up. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, my uncle? What's buzzing with my cousins? Listen, man, I'm trying to figure out right now, what type of insurance does the Rich Eisen Show take? Because I'm going to be laying on the couch every Monday, man. I see it coming already. In all honesty, we had hope that Aaron Rodgers would get out of town.
Sorry.
I would rent the truck myself, man. I would rent it myself, but now I'm going to need space on the couch. And think about this. Motor City Dan Campbell, in his second year, it would have been great to not have to face this guy twice a year.
Too bad.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you think about this. He's a northern nemesis. It's nobody else that has ended more playoff runs or us getting into the playoffs. The guy has always been there to make sure that the Detroit Lions don't get over that hump. Now, I can admittedly, you know, it's other things that add into that, but he's just one more thing that we have to worry about. You know, he's a hell of a player, but unfortunately, I've been seeing this guy in the North for my whole life, and it's like, come on, man.
Sorry, brother. He's not going anywhere. You're going to have to figure out if it's Goff's the guy or draft the guy and start winning.
And that's the sad part, because I don't think Goff, I mean, think about it. It's, you know, it's, you just,
Well, you know what? He's better. He's better than Blau. He's better than Driscoll, you know, and he, I don't know. I just kind of like the gumption that the Lions showed. The problem is gumption. You need more than gumption to beat Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers. Certainly when you're going to get everybody back for at least 2 years, you know, at least 2 years, at least 2 years.
And you figure like this time around, he's going to have a full training camp. All of the drama is out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to be talking about where he's going. He's going to be able to be focused on doing one thing, whooping ass and taking names like he usually does, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Take care, Jeff.
Just not in the playoffs. Oops.
So you take the under?
On Super Bowls?
Green Bay championships in the next 5 years.
At 0.5? Yeah, under.
I don't know. You're double. What'd you say?
I'll double down with Brockman. They're gonna be in the NFC Championship, but they're not winning a Super Bowl.
It's been 12 years.
It's been too many. There's too many better teams or good
guys.
Teams.
The Cowboys are gonna win the Super Bowl before the
Packers.
Okay,
we all They have a better chance.
Hold on a minute.
That's a good poll.
Excuse me. You take Green Bay or Dallas to win a championship next 5 years? Oh. I sit here and I say one will win. Hold on a minute. One will win.
Will is a shut up. Let me answer.
Jerry. Come on, Brockman.
Green Bay or Dallas?
Come on, Brockman.
Which one will win? I'm not saying what's more likely.
Come to us, Chris.
I'm sitting here and I'm saying I am going to use my crystal ball. I have a crystal ball. I'm the only one in the NFL who has a crystal ball, and I'm seeing it.
And you got a magic eight ball, too.
Do I around here?
Yeah, I mean, you did.
It's around here. My workspace is terrible.
I'm ready to answer.
Hold on.
I'm ready to answer.
I need to find that crystal ball. Hold on.
I'm ready to answer.
Eight ball sipping.
Get your damn act together.
You ready, Mike?
And then I've got the eight ball to back up here we whether go. You're here we right.
Go. All right, so Cowboys or Packers next 5 years?
One will win. Which one will do it?
2027.
Hit it, Mike.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Yeah! Give me Dallas!
Yeah, I'm with him on Dallas.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go the other way.
Oh, of course.
Why?
Well, I mean, it just is better if you go in the other
way. That's not true.
It just is better if you're going to go the other
way.
I'm
not like Brockman yesterday, having a take and then backing it up saying I was just doing the sports talk radio thing after it's proven to be such a bad take, horrible take, that Coach K winning the national championship in his final game as coach.
By the way.
Still won't remove the stink of the way the Cameron Indoor closed with him.
That's a pretty big stink.
By the way, on YouTube, there were like 80 comments that agreed with Brockman, and
right,
then I realized they were all Tar Heels fans.
Magic 8-Ball. This is the way it's... This is the best way it's done in sports media.
Oh, let's go.
Magic 8-Ball. Actually, hold on a minute. This is the only way it should be done in sports media. God, is Chris Brockman right?
God, if you're listening.
Dallas or Green Bay over the next 5 years? And it says, is Brockman right? Ooh. Don't count on it.
Oh, yeah! Magic 8-Ball.
Yes, man, the Magic
8-Ball's whack.
Don't count on it.
That 8-Ball's whack.
Don't count on it. It's the Stephen A. Smith version of the famous phrase.
How about them Cowboys?
There you go.
Right. Going on Twitter
I'm
right now.
I'm taking Green Bay.
But what has... I mean, not that Dallas has really given us any evidence, but what evidence has Green Bay given you that they're going to do it?
Exactly. Just because 1 year it's going to work out for Rodgers. 1 year.
It did. It happened. Year, it happened one year. Year.
One year.
I've been saying 1 year since 95, just so you know.
He runs it in instead of throws it in, and the coach doesn't take him off the field. And the next year, Tom Brady's not there. And then the next year, he does, in fact, find somebody over the middle in the snow that A.J. Dillon doesn't go out in the game, and they steamroll and win. And Mercedes Lewis doesn't fumble. It's not all him. Special teams doesn't poop the bed.
Eli Manning doesn't spoil it again.
Oh.
All of it. Exactly. Yeah.